This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what to say.
I shot a special report over the weekend detailing the United Nations admission that it is using Islamic migrant invasions of Europe to overthrow Western culture, in their own words. And then now we have hacked emails of George Soros. And by the way, more and more, this is coming out of patriots inside the U.S. government. We now know that. Not just the Russians. The whole world is against the Democrats and Soros that have hijacked the United States. The world knows that Spectre, the Quantum Group, has hijacked this superpower. In the new James Bond movie, the villain has a private corporation called the Quantum Group, and they admit he's supposed to be George Soros. And that film was approved by MI6. MI6 has product placement out telling you George Soros is Spectre. And I'm not saying MI6 is perfect. The point is they've been hijacked to a great extent by people like this. And all over the world, not just citizens, but agencies understand how much danger everyone is in. Just like in the 1942-43, the German general staff turned against Hitler because they knew where this was going. It wasn't that they were even good guys. They just didn't want to go off the edge of a cliff and take Deutschland with them. But now Soros Group funded opposition research on critics of radical Islam and researched how to shut them down. And then, of course, they've got all these leftist publications and groups putting out movies and films demonizing yours truly, calling me a racist and saying I'm an Islamophobe, because as a classical liberal, I am against that type of incredible oppression. Globalists Unite, Breitbart reports, Hillary Clinton running mate Tim Kaine dines with George Soros' son as Donald Trump rise terrifies world elite. In fact, will you print me that again? We've broken hundreds and hundreds of very, very serious stories. And whereas they'll persecute a mainstream media reporter or go after a journalist, and we've seen record persecution of the press, they don't know how to handle InfoWars, because if they come after me, it will just certify and embolden and emblazon and highlight everything I've ever said or done. Because they know what I'm saying is so accurate, because it's from their own white papers, that if they ever put more attention on what we're doing here, it is basically the Death Star plans. And then we can blow the Death Star up politically. That's an allegory, obviously, for the New York Times, before they say, I believe there's really a Death Star. So we already have the plans. We're just sitting here with them, made films, written countless articles, had countless guests on, documenting the battle plan. And folks are listening, not just the general public, but people all over the world and intelligence agencies, private groups, you name it. The floodgates are basically open, where we're getting intel that time and time again turns out to be dead on accurate on what's really going on inside this globalist takeover. And I got information this morning that I'm still processing mentally, and it comes from a good source, that was doing diplomatic detail security for someone even above Soros being brought in to meet with Hillary. And this guy was shooting his mouth off just right there in front of the security people, and they could not believe what they heard. And that's what's so scary. Man, these globalists are arrogant. And they were talking about staging a false flag on Hillary, a false assassination on Hillary, and blaming it on Trump.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. Americanism, not globalism. Americanism, not globalism.
The era of economic surrender will finally be over.
We will no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism.
They have gotten the political establishment and the media establishment to become pure, wanton henchmen of totalitarianism.
If you were a foreign power looking to weaken America, you couldn't do better than Hillary Clinton's economic agenda.
I think what the Chinese have done is really smart.
The skyscrapers went up in Beijing and many other cities around the world, while the factories and neighborhoods crumbled right here in Detroit.
It's all training us to accept less, lowering expectations, a post-industrial world, a new dark age. That's what the UN Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 calls for.
When we abandoned the policy of America first, we started rebuilding other countries instead of our own.
Not a world, Winston, that gets more beautiful and more technological and stronger. A world that gets uglier and stupider and more stunted.
That the government should allow Hillary Clinton to become president of the United States.
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Well, I voted for Hillary. I guess I have to since I'm working for her as well.
You want an image of the future, Winston? It's a boot.
boot stomping on a human face forever.
Muslims are peaceful and tolerant people and have nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism.
Women are treated, discriminated against in all these countries she took money against. Gays and lesbians are either executed or punished severely. They're mistreated. She claims to be their champion.
Don't look at me, Winston, and see the black circles around my eyes and see how ugly and weak I am, expressing myself and dying, and I torture people 18 hours a day, and I have a horrible life. That's the beauty of the satanic evil of the priest of power ripping apart humanity. We're here to hurt humans. We're here to suck your guts out.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
A lot of extreme things are happening in America. George Soros, the Rothschilds, the big Ford Foundation combines are openly fomenting racial division and division between men and women and every form of divide and conquer balkanization. We have the pump being primed for civil unrest across the country, a second night of violence in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with Trump set to speak outside Milwaukee tomorrow. We have major Western governments run by the same foundations that I just mentioned openly financing media operations against those that warn of the invasion of radical Islam. We're going to be breaking that down today. And then they tell us, as they try to undermine society and civilization, to consolidate control, as George Soros goes around the world in more than 30 countries he's helped crash in the last 50 years, they lecture us that we're extremist because we use rhetoric like, well, if the courts ban all the guns, the Declaration of Independence says we have a right and a duty to defend ourselves against this. They call that extreme. The truth is, promoting grassroots movements to randomly go out and shoot police officers, firefighters, and random citizens is the essence of what I would term 21st century red terror. We're going to be getting to the situation in Milwaukee. We're going to be sending Jakari Jackson and Rob Dew and others up there as we speak today. They're getting ready to go now. And they're also going to be covering the Trump rally coming up tomorrow night as well. So we'll have live feeds of all of that for you, obviously. We've got the nightly news coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time. We're going to be going over the latest clips that are simply amazing. There's one lady on tape saying, hey, idiots, don't burn down our neighborhoods, go burn down the suburbs. And I've got to actually say, she's got a point. If some cop you think wrongly killed a member of your family, wouldn't you go after that individual? And I'm not even advocating that. I'm just saying, hypothetically. Why would you randomly, as I've said many times, if a cop does something wrong in Louisiana, you think, you go kill five cops in Dallas? Or cops do something bad in Chicago, so you go kill cops in Oakland. And how the media always makes it racial. I mean, this is a black cop. The guy reportedly is running around waving a gun. He shoots him. It's in the middle of the night. And then it turns into all these riots with white people being drug out of their cars and beaten. And then just a few days ago, I didn't even play this clip, because I'm not trying to demonize Black Lives Matter. They do it for themselves. Totally Soros run on record. They're blocking a road, and there's a black lady in a car, and she accidentally bumps somebody, so they start shooting at her in the car. It's just crazy. But I mean, I don't want to just sit here and make fun of all this, because it is really stupid. because it's so serious at the end of the day, but it does have a humor element to it. In fact, let me get to the Trump news first, and then I'm going to get into all of the latest developments around the country with the Justice Department caught inside these groups using psychological warfare techniques to hype up all these young people. And the MTV gangster culture in the 90s that was on record to weaponize these communities. The hip-hop culture weaponized by MTV has been exported worldwide and mutates the culture of anybody it hits, whether it's Russians or Appalachian whites or Chinese school kids. The Chinese abandon. And the communists won't let it in their country. And it's just all a culture about being a thug, never amounting to anything, all or nothing. You can really see what the globalists are doing with their weaponized media. And just remember that when you're watching something like the Olympics. I was watching the Olympics a few nights ago during Phelps' final race. I mean, how couldn't you? It is interesting. And there was a Boeing ad during it that we've looked, a bunch of us online. If somebody's got a DVR, please put it on YouTube or send it to us, where it says, Boeing, a mechanical company or a technology company? We're both. And the family's coming to visit Boeing, and they go in, and it's the mother, the father, and what looks like about their 16-year-old son. He doesn't look quite right, though. And then they go to her, and she's an engineer working on the plane. She's got a wrench in her hand. You've got a classic male job. And they say, so you're engineering, but you're also technology. She's like, yes, it all meshes together. And so the son keeps repeating things and saying things and comparing things to that, like fish and water and things like that, and starts making a bunch of stupid statements, and the family's trying to get him to shut up, and then the dad finally tells him, look, shut up. And everybody has a laugh, and then you realize it was totally near subliminal, but wasn't. He was autistic. And it's like, it's okay, almost all your sons soon will be autistic. Your daughter can be the man in the future. And it was so subliminal. I mean, it was right there of your conscious and watching it. But it didn't even click for me to the end. I was like, what's going on with this? And they were celebrating the brain-damaged son in our face. And by the way, I told you a year before they admitted it that Green Police ad for Audis on the Super Bowl 5-6 years ago was guaranteed financed by government because it was the Green Police uniforms. It was the real Green Police operations they're starting in Australia and other areas. It was all real. It just wasn't here yet. Arresting people for their hot tub being too hot, or their house being too cold, or having the wrong batteries, or the wrong emissions test, a checkpoint. And then the mayor of San Francisco came out in the San Francisco Chronicle and bragged that they got international funding and government funding, and that was to condition the public, and shot his mouth off in the San Francisco Chronicle. Understand, folks, I guarantee you that was probably Department of Education funded, because they want to see what they do is when you start getting 3,000% increases in breast cancer in women in every industrialized nation, and then countries that don't have glyphosate just don't have it, basically. I'm going to skip the breast, it's too important. What they do is they have to normalize it and make it interesting, like getting breast cancer is like part of the club, kind of like gay men that since the 80s want to get HIV because then they're part of the club, called bug chasers. It's a fact. And so subliminally, but also then ratchet it up. You never want to find a cure, or you're always claiming you want to find the cure, but you never want to find the real cure that is what's causing it to skyrocket. You just want to find, quote, treatments for it and call them cures. But never find out why it's skyrocketing, even though it's been known that glyphosate grows breast tumors and grows prostate tumors. Just absolute fact they knew before they approved it. So, no, that's not the ad. I spent like an hour trying to find this weekend, but Again, it's all part of the same thing. It's always a woman that's the engineer in every Star Wars. The woman's the top general, and the woman's the top hero, and the woman's this, and the woman's the top villain, and the woman. And again, I'm not against women being shown in roles like that, except that it's force-fed, and it's done for a reason. But I'm going to get to that in a moment. And then I'm going to get into Trump. But people have to understand the bombardment is everywhere. It doesn't matter if it's CBS or NBC. It doesn't matter if it's entertainment or news. It doesn't matter what Fortune 100 corporation it is. It's all unified. And they meet in big boardrooms, which they don't even hide, and decide, how are we going to condition the public to accept implantable microchips? This was in 1999, and WashTech, a magazine of the Washington Post, actually had one of these tech developers there saying, well, we just met in Chicago last month, and we're going to push in the media body modification to get everyone ready for chips. Now, I'm not against body modification if you want to do that to yourself. The point is, all the studs and the earrings and all these things were suddenly pushed by the media. They weren't popular 16, 17 years ago like they are now, and it was all pushed to just get you ready. And they said they were going to do it. It's not my opinion. So that's what I'm getting at here is that the breast cancer example, they have a run for breast cancer or buy a pink vodka for breast cancer or raise awareness or have a license plate and feel bad about it and be part of the community and then just get normalized to it, that it's normal. And then they have images there where it makes it fun that the son is autistic. And he gets slapped down, and dad tells him, shut up, but it's okay. We've got a daughter. Isn't that sweet? We've got a daughter. Men are stunted. Men are retarded. Men have autism because they're targeted. Men can't produce. Men can't provide. For 50 years, started in about the 60s, they started making dads quirky, dads weird, no longer in charge, strong types, which then men would look at and try to act like, which is what biologically humans are supposed to operate like. It's what women are looking for, no matter what they tell you. Every scale shows women are more unhappy than they've ever been since the mid-1950s, going straight down. And they incrementally now, every major father figure is a mindless idiot, total buffoon who can't do anything right and is lazy and stupid and cheating and sitting on the couch farting. Unless they're a liberal guru, a priest-type person, I don't mean a literal priest, but, priest-type, who is guruing everyone to be more liberal and henpecking folks to follow globalism, socialism, and, he's a gay pastor that marries gay men or whatever. Then it's okay to have a man in a leadership role, but only when they're superhero liberal. And then Hollywood admits this is their agenda. They're not even hiding it. And then I have to have debates with people about Gamergate. Did it exist? They admit it existed. And the point is, they're taking down human civilization. They're ending humans as we know it. We are obsolete. The globalists have stated it. So first they have to just get us totally atomized, broken up, where nobody even knows what's going on, where everyone's totally confused, where women are marching around thinking they're supposed to be the bosses all the time because they're a woman. 60% in England, it's 65%. They're pushing and admitting they want 80% women college graduates because men are bad and need to be made to be a subservient class, implying that's what women always were. But again, it's not like some women, we love you, we're putting you in charge. This is horrible, wicked, evil, ancient, twisted men running a long-term program, laughing at everyone, while they hit women with hardcore chemical weapons and GMO trash. And then they know that women want to shelter and love their sons and daughters, but then they have to create kind of a sick subliminal joke that it's okay, it's kind of fun to celebrate it. By the way, there's a lady I'm going to do a report on who's won 6 gold medals, I think more than anybody ever, they're saying, for shooting. You see almost no coverage about her. No one even really knows her name because she's a woman. You only show the fantasy Rogue One leading everyone because there's all the other messages in it to prime women to think they don't need men in their lives and to prime women in the final phase to be in the military, but only to operate the switches and the systems of the technocracy. This is the phasing out of humans. And they're phasing out the atomic family. Black Americans, under oppression, in many areas of the country, were developing more wealth than the blue-collar and even middle-class white areas, and that started creating real racism and real jealousy. And I'm not defending the segregation that was there, but the point was, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. The statistics don't lie. Lower illegitimacy rate than in the white community. Within one decade of the Democrats putting in their great society, the numbers surpassed whites. And then, depending on where you are in the country, 75% is about the average. Some areas, upwards of 90%, no men in the households. How'd it work out not having men around? Then you give the men an arrested development gangster thug culture to say, this is how you're a man. You didn't have a daddy, the gang leader's your daddy. Basic psychology. The globalists know how to lead people. They know how to lead you right into hell. And everything you've seen done in the black community is now being duplicated in every, quote, community, even though the communities are all integrated, basically. And men that are in the upper crust, no matter what color they are, just kind of hide in their corporate job and go play golf and kiss other men's butts that are above them, and then follow their orders to bring in women to be the new servant class. Okay, yes, sir. Just like IBM engineers would bring in Indian engineers who'd be paid a third to replace them. But the truth is, it's not creating women as some new superclass. It's getting rid of the entire structure, like taking doors off of a submarine. How did it do for Mexican culture driving more than 30 million farmers in the last 40 years off of their lands with taxes and regulations in Mexico? How'd that work out for Mexico? It's got the most hellish city on earth, Mexico City. The civilization has completely collapsed. And then what's left of the farmers have to run here to try to engage in what they were engaging in a few generations ago. This is the scientific takedown of humanity, ladies and gentlemen. And I consider talking about Donald Trump and talk about what's happening up in Milwaukee and you laugh at the just flaming, racist, trashy, dumbed-down people. Except I can barely keep the world from getting control of my kids. Myself. I mean, this is so scientific. I don't know. I mean, I sit there and laugh at people that have been absolutely psychologically destroyed. I'm taking pleasure in it. God, look what they've done to humanity. It's just, and we already have our own problems. But they just grease the skids for every form of evil, every form of corruption. They just open the door up, and they make sure all the machinery's real nice. And then they have George Soros and Obama and Hillary lead black people into their new national movement. And they noticed the Justice Department always picked where there were 7 or 10 black witnesses that the guy was charging the police and attacking, or the guy had a gun, or the guy was on top of somebody beating them. They always choose the cases that are the worst. To make you look like idiots in their whole class of civilizations. And I have to sit here and watch all this unfold. It makes me sick. You know, I've learned so much about how stuff works that as soon as I heard Trump come out and start saying that he's setting up a national movement to have integrity in elections and have poll watchers, I knew that was coming from him, and I knew some of his other advisors didn't like it because I know the inside baseball. And for 2 days, you can't find it on the website. You have to dig to find it. We're going to send it out an email later today so you can find it. We have the URL right here. And I knew when I went there, there'd be sabotage. And that's just how my brain works at this point. I am so immersed in all of this that I understand there's basically two campaigns in the Trump situation. volunteer to be a Trump election observer. I'm going to do a piece on it when we come back from break, guys. And I'm going to take a snippet out of the show and send it out to everybody that's part of the InfoWars Insider. InfoWars.com/newsletters. Put in your email there, and we're going to do a piece on this coming up. We're going to clip that out, send it out with a URL that was hard for us to even find on the Trump site. He's out giving speeches everywhere, but magically that's not up there. Well, we're going to make sure that Trump's wishes get pushed out there, as we agree with him. Stay with us. Big news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
If you missed buying emergency food from the patriotic guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we are live. We are 23 minutes into this worldwide broadcast. We've got about 3 hours and 27 minutes left. We have a lot of big guests joining us. Former high-level Secret Service agent Dan Bongino is going to be coming on the show. We were already setting him up last week after he tore Don Lemon to pieces, dealing with his attack on Donald Trump and the Second Amendment. He's not coming on today, and he's not the source of our Secret Service information concerning Hillary having all these health problems, okay? He's coming on to talk about other issues. Every time we say we have some big Secret Service news, he gets a bunch of threatening phone calls, even though it's on record that he's not our source on these things. He has said that what we cover dealing with Hillary, well, he just leaves it at this. it's worse than we say. And that's what other former Secret Service agents have said who've been on air with us as well. We ran into Secret Service, obviously, in Cleveland. They said in a few weeks, through an individual, we will give you some information. And it was basically just confirming what we already know. She was in a hospital for almost a year. She had a bunch of brain surgeries, folks. They've kept her medical records secret. She looks like hell. She's clearly having these little petite mal seizures. She is having to be helped upstairs. And we were told they've had to retrofit the vehicles, basically with the handicap systems that lower to the ground, and then it rises back up because she can't go up steps, and that they think a big announcement's coming soon. Then we got other information. I mean, I have sources that guarded Hillary Clinton for years when she was in the State Department. I have sources that guarded her sometimes for just 3 days. And these are serious, real people. Because I'm trusted. I'm told this information. How she treats people. What she does. How she behaves. And she's definitely a weirdo. And some of it is so crazy, I don't even want to say it on air. It just sounds unbelievable. And some of these people are folks that, you know, can show you photos of them with Hillary. And we got information today through Biggs, one of his contacts, that's confirmed. That Biggs knows well that they were bringing somebody to meet with Hillary just recently, and man, they were talking about staging an assassination attempt on Hillary. Notice, this stuff's all too hot to handle. They don't show up here and try to arrest us for leaking stuff. They don't do that because they know it's too dangerous. They don't want this coming out. They don't want this getting attention. Where's the mainstream media attacking me? I'm saying I've made up a leak from the Secret Service. Where is it? Because they know good and well it's not made up over at MSNBC. All right, I want to compose myself. If I compose myself, I need laser beam focus and get through a bunch of this news because there's so much of it that's so important. Before I do that, let me just get to the point I was making earlier. We need to help Donald Trump sign up American citizens to be poll watchers across the United States, but especially in the battleground states like Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, and others. Trump's internal polling shows, and this is real polling they're doing with top scientific poll groups to really try to see where they're at, is that Trump is ahead in all these battleground states 5 to 10 to 12 points. Florida, it's like 12 points. They do poll after poll showing 10, 12, 13 points. He's dead heat in California. They say she's like 15 points ahead there. He's ahead 5, 6 points, 7 points, depending on the poll, in New York. This is big. He goes to Democrat areas, and the 20,000 people show up. Most of them registered Democrats. He got more people to vote for him in the primaries than in all Republican history, and that was running against 12, 13 other people. This is big. And Trump knows the only way they're going to win is fraud. And I have advised, I'll just leave it at that, the strategy that you see taking place right now, which is just a common sense strategy. Now, I know there are some people in the campaign that think this is a waste of time. Was it a waste of time when he challenged that they were stealing primaries from Sanders and he? They had to give them back to Trump because he contested it. Sanders didn't contest it. It's like they call a bad play. You go, hey, I want instant replay. Remember in the old days you had to ask for instant replay? That's what we're saying. We're going to have instant replay on this. There are going to be a lot of eyeballs on it. Now, for 2 days since he called for a nationwide movement for people to get organized, and it was all over the news, I have been looking on the website, and it took me over a day to find it. Nowhere on the front page can you find it at DonaldJTrump.com. So we finally found out how to do it, and we shot a video of us searching on the web to show you how to do it. You go to DonaldJTrump.com, and then after that, you put in a URL, LP. So .com/LP to the end of the URL. Okay? Then you have to scroll down past, we will destroy ISIS, win a dinner with Donald Trump. I mean, you'd think this stuff shouldn't be hidden. Together, we are going to make America great again. Number four, get America working again. None of this can be found for the front page. So I'm doing Trump a favor here. He doesn't have real wargaming when it comes to fighting election theft. He doesn't have real wargaming when it comes to people pulling clips of Democrats saying, you try to take my gun, I'm going to kill you, like Joe Biden said, to show how his statement is mild. We're doing the real campaign research, you know, weaponization here, okay? And the point is, never wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. So after you've gone through all of those, down to number five, you click on volunteer to be a Trump election observer. And that's where you do it. And they are organizing it, and they're going to push for this. And this is one of Trump's main initiatives. But there are some people in the campaign who aren't bad, but their heads are so in the establishment that they just always want to go with the same system before. Trump won the primaries a way nobody else has ever done it. Trump's been right along. His instincts are correct. He doesn't need to back off. He needs to get more aggressive, which, by the way, he's been doing. Taking the gloves off, putting brass knuckles on. Time for the dragon to breathe fire. It's time to really nail these people. And he's coming out talking about how ill she is. He's coming out talking about what liars they are and how he's running against the media. Not even against crooked Hillary. He's running against the establishment. And then it's a referendum on that. It's not even about Donald Trump. And Politico makes a joke out of that. People ask for a champion. You've got one. What he's doing is amazing. They create this background chatter, though, that that's not the case. We're also going to send out the URL. People are saying, hey, just give us the URL. Well, it's hard to do that on radio when the URL is so long. So we're going to post it in a little article on the front page of Infowars.com. Here's how to sign up to be an election watcher in 2016. Or here's how to join Donald Trump to keep the elections fair. And then we'll have the link so you can copy it and spread it to everyone you know. If you want the whole thing, it's donaldjtrump.com/LP/volunteer-2-B-A-Trump-election-observer. Needle in a haystack. We're going to tweet this out in the next 10 minutes. Here's the URL to be a election watcher or exit poller in 2016 for Trump. We're going to tweet it. We're going to put it on Facebook. And I'm going to send out a snippet of this show right now explaining all this to everyone that is a member of the InfoWars Insider. It's free, InfoWars.com/newsletter. But you see stuff like this, months, almost impossible to find out how to get a dinner with Donald Trump, almost impossible to find out any of this stuff. Okay, if that isn't sabotage, it might as well be. It's an idiot savant of sabotage. So, I happen to know there's a certain people in the Trump campaign that pull their hair out that Donald Trump is talking about rigged elections, that Donald Trump is talking about Hillary's health, that, you know, that Donald Trump is getting on all these issues. That's what's making him win in the past. And here's a newsflash. He is ahead in all the battleground states in internal scientific polling. And by the way, even Bloomberg's come out and admits that and has another article admitting that he is in a dead heat nationally with Hillary. People say, why would Bloomberg be putting out an accurate poll? Because they're a business journal and want to actually have people that want to read them for real info. Now, some of their polls, because I've looked at the methodology, are scams. But still, they want to know and do put out polls where they want to gauge what's really happening. That's why you'll see one scientific poll where he's ahead and then one where he's in a dead heat. In other words, 15 behind, because they add, again, 15% more Democrats into many of these polls. I mean, this is real simple what they're doing. But they create this bandwagon with all these followers and all these empty people that some I've even seen are like, I was for Trump, but Hillary's getting in because he's really screwing up. Because the media says, oh, he screwed up again. Saying that Hillary's going to pack the courts and take our guns, and that then all we got left is the Second Amendment at that point. All he got there was a big, fat, giant gold star. I mean, that's what Ronald Reagan talks like that. Everybody talks like that Charlton Heston. How have we gone from Charlton Heston, yeah, my cold dead hand, to now, that's too much for me. I don't know what I'm going to do. He gave some mild statement. And they made a huge hissy fit out of that. So I'm not a wishful thinker. Everybody knows that. Like people could say I'm downright negative and pessimistic a lot. No, I don't want people to know what's really going on from my research. If Donald Trump was behind in all these battleground states, I would be telling you that. He's not. But folks, they want you to lose faith. They want you to go away. That's classic military. We had taken back more than 100 islands. Actually, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. It was untold. In some cases, it was so many little atolls and little keys. But over 100 big islands that had troops on them and airfields with Japanese dug in and fighting to the death in the Pacific War and World War II. And we were island hopping, marching right up to Japan, and they were swearing they were going to fight to the end. They had Tokyo Rose broadcasting on shortwave and AM, millions of watts. You could hear AM all over the Pacific Ocean, playing the favorite songs of the GIs. Because the GIs couldn't get radio from home out there. They could only get Japanese radio. And it'd be, oh, your sweetie's at home. And I bet grandma might have died by now, but you haven't gotten a letter. And did you know we just beat you on all these islands and you're losing? You're losing and failing and the war is going to be lost for you, GI. But let me play you some big band music to remind you of that sweetheart who's probably with a factory worker right now in the back of that car. You could give up any time, though. You're losing. We ought to go on YouTube. I bet you can find the actual Tokyo Rose. There was a bunch of women by that name, but there was one particular. And the Germans had one, too. They would broadcast into the UK. Your boys are going down in the frosty North Atlantic tonight. You know, you die in just a minute or so. Yeah, it's about 30, 40 below zero in that water. Too bad. The weird thing is the Germans didn't seem to get that was going to just piss everybody off and want to kill them. See, tyrants kind of get... cowards go, but the stuff you put out just demoralizes people, and man, it's negative, it scares everybody. I'm not looking for the people that get scared. Okay, I'm telling you what the globalists are really doing, because see, I think you're just like me. Somebody says they're hurting me and my family, I'm going to do whatever I take to come after them. And you've seen what I've done in 21 years. There's a lot better men than me out there. What are you going to do? Get up off your asses and let's do something. I'm never giving up, never giving in. We're better than these globalists. We're going to beat them. Start bragging to me, a lot of people went down in that frozen water. Fighting for blah, blah, blah. Hitler said start bombing the population centers. That'll make the British give up. What a genius idea. But, you know, maybe those were different Americans and different British back then. Maybe we are different people today where you do something to us and we just crap our drawers and roll over and run up a big old stinking white flag. I'm tired of this stuff. I tell you how bad these people are because I believe you need to know the truth, and I believe you're going to want to do something instead of rolling over to these bastards. Now, Hillary is having a nervous breakdown on top of whatever her weird medical issues are neurologically because she knows, the whole world knows she's evil. And she knows there are people in government agencies that are actually leaking everything to Guccifer 2.0 and everybody else. And she knows the truth's coming out, and she knows she's in trouble. So what are they thinking trying to take this dying possum across the goal line? Cain. Like Joe Biggs said yesterday, we got to look at Cain and dig into him. And he is a Rothschild front man. And we know he's been meeting with the Rothschilds. And it's in the news. And he's been meeting with the heir apparent, the firstborn son of George Soros. And those arrogant people are so stupid. They sit there and shoot their mouths off in front of their diplomatic, they get diplomatic immunity. government and private contractor agencies pick them up as security and take them to little Hillary meetings, and little Cain meetings, and then they sit there and talk about what they're going to do to Donald Trump and how they can false flag for Hillary. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're so arrogant, you don't think people that have served 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 15 tours, and the guys standing around you listening to all this don't know exactly who you are? They're not the general public that doesn't know who you are when you're walking along the beach looking at your prey. They know who you are, dumbass. And they hear everything you're saying. And then they're going and telling everybody else in the government and the FBI and the CIA, it's all decompartmentalized. They're like, oh, my God, it's all true. They're out to get us. Alex Jones is right. Matt Drudge is right. What are we going to do? We have now reached detonation point. They could take me out at this point, and there's nothing you can do. That's real satisfaction, filth. That's living for something that isn't about you and your hunchback and hating everybody and your devil worship. All your crap. You think you're going to take down the West? Good luck, sucker. Look right here. Memo. Soros Group funded opposition research on critics of radical Islam and works to shut them down. You think I need a hack to know they're up to that and running radical Islam? Shot a video on it Saturday. Oh, Glenn Beck now is the straw man who comes out on national radio and TV to apologize for conservatives and say we are racist and bad. And I'm for Black Lives Matter now. Oh, we have the clip. Oh, see, they can't really get a real patriot. So they have this Judas goat come and say, I was wrong. I was one of them. You were always an enemy agent.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
wish a buck was still silver. It was back.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
I really feel sad because it hit me and all dawned on me just now.
Back before
it's dawned on me so many times, but it dawned so hard this time.
Vietnam.
We really are soft. The globalists, I've been told, rub their hands together and they say, Jones is dangerous, but he demoralizes people by really exposing our true agenda to them. And so that makes people scared. And then I'm here knowing their agenda. That makes me want to fight them. But see, from the mind of a tyrant who's never really done anything but had other men fight their battles for him, they think intimidating and threatening people and saying you're scum and saying you're filth demoralizes them. But when they did that to the folks in the UK back then in England, all it did was making them raging angry. And the war output and everything just exploded. And it was the same thing with the Japanese broadcasting insulting messages at our sailors and Marines in the Pacific. And it was a phenomenon. Our newspapers were like, don't they understand? This just makes us want to fight harder. But see, that was different people. Look what they've done to us. I don't care who you are. You mess with anybody in the world. I don't care if they're in Africa or Latin America or wherever. You do that 50 years ago, they would fight you. But the globalists just rub our faces in everything. And just, all the things. Let's play a clip of Tokyo Rose. Here it is.
They will give you a medal, G.I., but only after you are dead. Your government lies to you every day, poor soldier. You have lost this war, G.I. Your army will leave you behind. They do not care about you. G.I., your government has betrayed you. You will not return for you. G.I., your airplanes bomb your own men. You are not safe here. This guy's a dangerous...
Yeah, see, that's political correctness, but back then. Oh, your airplanes made a mistake, or, oh, the cops shot an innocent person. Now your whole Army Air Corps and Navy Air Corps are bad. When you look at George Soros and the people, they are undermining our country, and they've done it to dozens of other nations. They're running the Arab Spring. They overthrew Ukraine. They're starting a war with Russia. They're trying to start a race war here. These are outrageous criminals. They know if Trump gets in, there's going to be hearings, there's going to be investigations, and yes, there's nowhere you globalists are going to be able to run, and that's why they're crapping their pants. You think killing Trump's going to stop this movement? You think shutting me up's going to stop it? We're not weak-minded. We know history, and we know where this is going, and you people just can't deal with throwbacks. That's what my dad's dad called men. But even in his day, he talked about men that were even a lot stronger than him. He said, that's a caveman. That's a real throwback. But being a caveman doesn't mean you're some wimp. And I'm proud of the fact before my grandfather died, he told my dad, he said, you got a throwback right there. I'm so pissed at these people. God almighty. They know glyphosate is killing women by the millions. And they think it's funny. And they got the nerve to run ads all day long. The very same companies involved in it trying to raise money for breast cancer research. And when you look at people like George Soros, you're looking at a sack of demonic filth, the likes of which this planet has never seen. And they're so arrogant that they think they're invincible like Tokyo Rose. You're not invincible, you piece of filth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious.